from KQED.
For a jazz musician, playing clarinet puts you outside the genre's mainstream right from the get-go. But Berklee's Ben Goldberg has thrived on the margins for some three decades, making music rooted in his love of jazz, but always enriched by other practices and traditions. The California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert has this review of the clarinetist's two new albums.
In the mid-1980s, Berklee clarinetist Ben Goldberg sparked the radical Jewish music movement with the New Klezmer Trio, a band combining avant-garde jazz's rambunctious improvisation with traditional Ashkenazi melodies. Dozens of ensembles walked through the door that he opened, most famously John Zorn's Masada, while Goldberg moved on to explore new musical avenues. In recent years, he's taken a highly lyrical turn, pursuing several projects setting text to music. While recorded 4 years apart, Goldberg's two new albums, Unfold Ordinary Mind and Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues, serve as fascinating milestones tracing his trajectory as an inspired tunesmith. That's Elliptical, the opening track from Unfold Ordinary Mind, a quintet session recorded last April, featuring compositions clearly inspired by his recent immersion in songwriting. The album overflows with sinuous melodies. This piece, Stemwinder, wends its way for 9 minutes, building slowly to a crunching climax. Looking at the album's personnel, and knowing Goldberg's long history as a wizard of spontaneous composition, you might expect a session full of daredevil shredding. Nels Klein was LA's iconic underground guitar slinger before he added a bracing jolt of creative juice to Wilco. But Klein is always ready to wax lyrical, and he employs a lustrous, tawny tone that can turn bright and twangy on a dime. Part of what's fascinating about Unfold Ordinary Mind is that Goldberg spends much of the session serving rhythm section duties, playing bass lines on the imposing contra-alto clarinet. It's a huge horn with a tree-trunk-thick sound. In Goldberg's hands, it can rumble like a subway underfoot or croon like Paul Robeson. I sometimes miss his exquisitely fluid B-flat clarinet, but with tenor saxophonists Rob Suddeth and Ellery Eskelin, Goldberg's tunes are rendered with all the requisite care. It's not hard to hear connections between Unfold and Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues, a mostly quintet session recorded in 2008, featuring trumpeter Ron Miles and saxophone star Joshua Redman, who sounds positively liberated in a rare stint as a sideman. Both albums dip into the controlled cadences of chamber jazz, then suddenly turn unruly. But where Unfold tends toward expansion and digression, Subatomic features 11 concise and focused tracks that sometimes stop mid-thought. Exploring a variety of moods and textures, Goldberg finds numerous ways to play with traditional jazz polyphony. The result is a charged version of 21st century West Coast jazz, full of careening, overlapping lines. An album this fun and eventful easily stands on its own. But together with Unfold Ordinary Mind, Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues traces the evolution of an artist who now seems to find beautiful melodies at the end of every path.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Unfold Ordinary Mind and Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues by Ben Goldberg. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org, and of course, we're on Facebook, too. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Rob Spate. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. Craig Miller was a contributing editor. The associate senior producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.